And certainly tomorrow, 5 o'clock shadow. And our technical staff, Tony Ryan and Jenny Smith, are here very assiduously doing something. So I'm going to say goodnight. Love you all. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Friday, July 13th, 2012, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. as the award-winning Midnight Ravers proudly present our marathon special, The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1, featuring highlights from 6 classic shows, including surprises from some new shows as well. So, mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, July 13th, 12 midnight to 2 a.m., for The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. You know it'll be ravelicious.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
I've worked at stations that had their backs to the wall financially.
The next meeting of the WBAI local station board will take place on Wednesday, July 11th at 7 p.m. at Alwan for the Arts, 16 Beaver Street on the fourth floor. Chris Hatzis, the new WBAI program director, will report on his initial impressions of the programming on WBAI.
Essentially, that's what I'm doing in my first month or so here, is getting to know everybody, how they do their programs, what issues they have.
Take the 4 or 5 to Bowling Green, cross to Beaver Street between Whitehall and Broad.
By the people that work here and how hard they work, believe me, I'm well aware of the financial situation of the station.
Again, that's Wednesday, July 11th at 7 p.m. at Alwan for the Arts, 16 Beaver Street.
I do believe that there is still and has always been a lot of goodwill for BAI in the city of New York.
Come join us for a discussion about programming and your other concerns.
And I think it's my job, and in fact all of our jobs, to get that goodwill back.
Goodwill indeed. You're tuned to WBAI in New York and WBAI.org. It's 1:29 and some seconds after one there, the preceding program, Earthwatch with Robert Knight, was brought to you live with certain portions on recording and others on digital delay. And the announcement you just heard for the local station board meeting was held this evening. And you'll be hearing more about that in a while, about our financial problems. I have a feeling the staff will be hearing a lot about it on Friday, from what I understand. It's nice knowing you. Our next scheduled program will be coming up in just a few moments. Please, please stay tuned.
Hello, listeners and supporters. I'm Kathy Davis, the Public Affairs Director for WBAI Radio, with an audio note. We are working hard at completing your pledges and sending out your premium gifts. We remind you that in order to facilitate this process, we are now adding the shipping and handling costs to each pledge. We trust and hope that you will understand and support our need to cover these costs in order to facilitate a more efficient and successful process of fulfillment. All of us thank you for your continued support of WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Friday, July 13th, 2012, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. as the award-winning Midnight Ravers proudly present our marathon special, The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1, featuring highlights from 6 classic shows, including surprises from some new shows as well. So, mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, July 13th, 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
Yo, this is G-Love on WBAI, New York.
Good afternoon and welcome to this special edition today of 5 O'Clock Shadow, in which we celebrate a new day, audience growth, and new life for WBAI. My name is Robert Knight. I'm the host of 5 O'Clock Shadow, a program that you have been supporting in a very fine way, we have reason to believe. And I hope today will be no different, because this is the first day of our summer fund drive, and never at a more important time could your love and support for this radio station come than this day and this time. I'm here with Thiago Barroso, our producer. You heard him file his first broadcast report from the field on yesterday's edition, and Michael G. Haskins is behind the board operating the audio today. And I come here with two sets of feelings today. One of them is a sense of satisfaction and joy with this wonderful radio station that defies the traditions of war and the deceptions of consumption, and that tries to enact a sense of concern, respect for life, and an end to war. That's the good part. The part that troubles me today is how much closer we are to yet another one. As you know, having listened to 5 O'Clock Shadow, over the past many months, the United States has been clandestinely aiding the overthrow of the government of Syria. The Obama administration, with the proxy of NATO, along with Italy and France and other European states seeking the oil of Libya, engaged in an invasion. The Muslim fundamentalist militias of Libya, in the course of murdering the leader of the Libyan Arab Jamahiriya, Muammar Gaddafi, also broke into the weapons stores of Libya and transported them through Turkey to Syria, where there is now, it would not be, I think, technically correct to call it a civil war. It is a clandestine war. It is a contra war with transnational invaders supported by the United States and working through a NATO base in Turkey as part of the delivery system. And the State Department Secretary Clinton has been speaking the most raucous kind of belligerent rhetoric. The news media has been sucked into using propaganda from YouTube and using that regardless of its reliability, and often presenting false information, like where the so-called rebels that on one occasion lit some automobile tires to create some smoke in the background that they claimed was the result of a Syrian government artillery attack on a town they had taken over. And the reason I'm alarmed at the possibility for an American escalation in Syria today to right the wrongs of the conditions that have been created by clandestine support for the attempted overthrow as a necessary chess piece to be removed from the board before the big battle and invasion and even further intervention in the nation of Iran. The ugly events that took place in Libya were fig-leafed by the United Nations Security Council. And as recently as yesterday on the program, we spoke about the racist Cyrenaican militias that have taken over the country and are rounding up people of African hue, killing them, torturing them, corralling them, imprisoning them, and seeing the effect of what happened with so-called humanitarian resolutions from the United Nations, a rubber stamp for war. The nation of Russia, one of the five permanent members of the Security Council, said that they would not countenance any military intervention, that is to say, explicit military intervention in Syria. And then today, this very day, comes a statement from a person who claims to be close to the inner thinking of the Russian former Soviet leadership. Now, thus far, Russia has maintained its military arms contract commitment and delivery to much scrutiny and interference from the United States and its allies. And today, a man named Dmitry Seems says that it is his understanding from internal counsel with Russian leadership that Russia would not resist an intervention in Syria at this time. Speaking on CNN earlier today, he said, recently, a top-level Russian delegation hosted by the Center for the National Interest included a senior Russian official being there in an official capacity. And we had a private dinner, and this question was raised, and the answer was very clear. Russia would not welcome such an intervention. Russia would not approve such an intervention, but it would not resist such an intervention, and this intervention would not become a major issue in the Russian-American relationship. Whether or not it's a bluff, whether it's someone trying to act important or talk big, I do not know. But that's in a chill down my spine, because it is an election year, and wars have a tendency sometimes to temporarily jumpstart economies and political ambitions. And so I think it's important for us at this time to think about wars and how selective compassion, how choosing only one set of victims to show on TV can manipulate even a good heart into evil action and the escalation of war. This is WBAI on the Pacifica Radio Network, and we kind of don't like war. We think that better ways of negotiating human and cultural differences need to be found. And that is why, as part of our fundraising drive today, I am presenting to you what I think is the best done, most important film on how to understand how media like this, which you're listening to right now, all of the televisions, the interwebs, the other radio stations, how the American commercial corporate system has embedded so many tricks of psychology and emotional manipulation to cause you to assent to the transfer of trillions of dollars into new wars that are cooked up every few months, every year, every decade. What we are offering you today is the film Psy War. That's P-S-Y-W-A-R. The movie is nearly 100 minutes long, and it takes its name from the way that psychological manipulations in prior wars turned out to be so effective in America that it spawned what we know today as the advertising industry. The film goes into the exact and precise genesis of this mutation between manipulation of the mind for selling things and its prior and greater utility in creating wars. The documentary has the highest rating of the Internet Movie Database, or one of the very highest, a really rare 8.5 points out of 10. And the film explores the use of propaganda by governments and corporations combined, if you can even really distinguish between them, and details how events were staged to create wars. And we've seen this. We have seen this. We're seeing this every day on the so-called news reports about Syria. We saw this every day in the overthrow, the bloody consequences and racial hysteria that's taking place in Libya. We saw this in Iraq with the fake heroes. We saw this in Pakistan and Afghanistan, which was not a rational reaction to one day in the year 2001. And yet there has now grown out of this a multi-trillion dollar economy and transfer of your wealth, and you wonder why we're having an economic crisis today. It has created a set of people impervious to human emotion who have for many years worked in alien territories, developing a contempt that leads to the ease of killing people in distant places. And those people are coming back now and creating the environment of policing and patrolling your community today with the same arrogant attitude that was exercised in Fallujah or Baghdad or Damascus. Soon come, unless we find a way to know better and stop this. So we are offering you what I think is the most important antidote, the film Psy War. You receive the physical CD set package for a pledge to WBAI of $75. And I hope you understand why we do the things here that we do at WBAI. We do them because we believe in communication, and we believe that truth, knowledge, intelligence, compassion, study, inquisitiveness should trump the invidious and xenophobic cacophony that comprises so much of the media today. The patriotic propaganda has already invaded your wallet, has already invaded your police department, and we still think it's time to prevent it from invading your mind. So we are asking you now to give us a call at area code 212-209-2950 and tell them you want to get PsyWar, you want to support the Shadow, you want the station to get a good kickoff today for the Summer Fun Drive. And the number is 212-209-2950. Some great listeners like yourselves are there prepared to answer the call and take your pledge, and we'll ship this right out to you. And I'd like to maybe underscore the point with an excerpt from the film, PsyWar. Support WBAI, get it for $75, 212-209-2950. And we'll begin with some of the recent wars provoked by the trance that so many of us are in, that is enhanced by the advertising industry.
April 9th, 2003. Throngs of Iraqis spontaneously attack a statue of Saddam Hussein, the face obscured with old glory. Later, the stars and stripes are replaced with red, white, and black, symbolizing the transference of power from the liberators to the liberated. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld describes the scenes as breathtaking. For the British Army, they are historic. BBC Radio calls them amazing. And they were, because the entire event was staged. Years after the operation, a U.S. Army report admitted that the toppling of the Saddam statue had been engineered by a psychological operations group. The document states, "Our TPT, or Tactical PSYOP team, saw the statue as a target of opportunity." A week earlier, another psychological operation laid the groundwork for what followed. The script was for a female Rambo turned damsel in distress to be rescued by U.S. armed forces.
In the situation that we're talking about here with Private Lynch, as you know, on about the 23rd of March, her 507th maintenance company was ambushed. A number of the members of that maintenance company were killed, a number captured, and a number were unaccounted for, she being one of them.
We waited 24 hours to get the cameras there to set up the whole thing to make this as a big rescue, and the SWAT team goes in to save her, and she becomes an instant celebrity overnight. That story happened the same day that the tanks were rolling into Baghdad. That's the same day that we shelled the Palestine Hotel where the independent journalists were. The same day we blew up Al Jazeera's television station. And killed one of their journalists. Well, what we're getting on the front pages of the papers and in the news is the rescue of Jessica Lynch. So that was a PR substitute story. Toppling of the Saddam statue, they got Shalabi's group. The Renan group had actually formed them. The CIA had paid the Renan group to form the Iraqi Congress as a countergroup to Saddam Hussein, and they were based here in the U.S. Then they flew them over there and they shipped them into Iraq. They were the ones that were standing around the statue as, you know, a tank was used to pull it over. The Renan group had been around. He worked for George W.'s father. And he worked for Clinton, too. His firm, he used to be a public relations press guy for Carter, and he created a PR firm that specialized in the war.
The head of the Rendon Group, John Rendon, denies that he is a national security strategist or a military tactician. Rather, he states, "I am a politician and a person who uses communication to meet public policy or corporate policy objectives. In fact, I am an information warrior and a perception manager." Following the first Gulf War, Rendon was paid $23 million by the CIA to create anti-Saddam propaganda. Following 9/11, he was charged with public relations for the U.S. bombing of Afghanistan. Rendon is far from alone. Public relations has mushroomed into a $200 billion a year industry, with PR flacks in the United States now outnumbering journalists. Propaganda has become the primary means by which the wealthy communicate with the rest of society. Whether selling a product, a political candidate, a law, or a war, seldom do the powerful deliver messages to the public before consulting their colleagues in the public relations industry. Colin Powell presents a now typical case. He didn't choose a seasoned diplomat for the position of Under Secretary of State. Instead, he chose Charlotte Beers, known in PR circles as the Queen of Madison Avenue. Her resume includes successful advertising campaigns for Head & Shoulders Dander Shampoo, Uncle Ben's Rice, and now Uncle Sam.
You see a news show, you watch 60 Minutes or a Fox program or whatever it is, you tend to give more credibility to what you're told is journalism. If an advertisement comes on, hopefully you tend to be more skeptical of that, because obviously somebody put an awful lot of money into crafting this slick TV ad and airing it. But what you probably never suspect is that that news story you just watched was also crafted by a company given to the TV station or network with the understanding that they would put their own logos on it, identify it as real journalism, and air it.
Colonel Sam Gardner would eventually chart 50 false news stories created and leaked by the Bush White House propaganda apparatus prior to and during the assault on Iraq. Foremost amongst these were the lies that led to the war in the first place. It was not bad intelligence that led to the invasion, concludes Gardner. It was an orchestrated effort that began before the war and was meticulously planned to manipulate the public.
In 2002, when the Bush administration was conducting its massive public relations campaign to sell the war, out of Donald Rumsfeld's office in the Pentagon, there was something now referred to as the Pentagon Pundits Program, where literally scores of former high-ranking military generals and admirals and colonels were getting their talking points for their appearances on TV news shows directly from the Pentagon. They would literally go to the Pentagon, be on phone conferences with the Pentagon, travel with the Pentagon, and then go on TV as supposedly independent sources. Although most of them were actually being paid in the private sector, because these are retired military officials, by defense contractors, and many of them were actually registered lobbyists for military contractors. So there's a bit of a conflict of interest right away when your bread and butter is based on being able to sell armaments and bombs and missiles, and you're supposed to be just a patriotic ex-general giving an honest opinion of what's going on. And even though that's illegal, there's no way to really stop it. And the most powerful medium through which it occurred refuses to even report on the scandal. You've got just a massive problem, and that's where we're at.
An excerpt from the film Psy War, available to you now to support WBAI with a pledge. Call to area code 212-209-2950. I'm Robert Knight. We here do 5 o'clock shadow, and we think situation that is developing over the past day or several days of reported backing off of Russia in being a bulwark against re-Libyanizing Syria. And we think it's important to understand how we are manipulated into war and how to resist that programming. Right now, we must pause the programming for a dozen of you to give us a call at 212-209-2950 and get us further down the road of support today that allows us to play more excerpts from this fine film, this fine remedial film that includes in it some of the best and brightest lights of the progressive community. Among the people who appear, thank you so much. Among the people who appear in this film are the two presidents, George Bush, Noam Chomsky, analyst extraordinaire on the system of America, the methods of war, and the use of propaganda. He is the most cited scholar on this planet Earth. And so many of you know him. My own return to WBAI began by hosting him in a live broadcast up at the Riverside Church about 3 years ago now. 212-209-2950. We've got two or three calls right now, and that means we need about 10 more, 9 or 10 more people. Please do that quickly now, if you might, so that we can go back. I've got more about how U.S. military war psyops personnel have been working in corporate commercial newsrooms, twisting the coverage and giving that little nudge towards the support of the military corporate establishment in America. 212-209-2950. I'm very happy with those of you who are in process right now, but give us a call, 212-209-2950. And one of the things we need to hear today is the man named Edward Bernays, who was the propagandist for the Nazi Empire, for Madison Avenue, for the entire concept, the gestalt of advertising, which was a spinoff of military propaganda. We are in an intellectually dangerous world, and we want you to know better and get this CD package and box set and share it with others, because we are on the edge of yet more war. 212-209-2950. And your good emotions, your good feelings must not be manipulated into a thing that begins with love and ends with the hate that comes out of the barrel of a 50 caliber or through the video of an Apache attack helicopter. 212-209-2950. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have a responsibility for human life here. And more than in any other media institution, right here at WBAI, it is our audience that can go out and change this world. We can know better, but we're not perfect. We can learn more because we don't know everything yet. 212-209-2950. Area code 212. We need only about maybe a half dozen more calls, maybe fewer. 209-2950. 212-209-2950. There's another one. 209-2950, area code 212-209-2950. It is so easy to speak hypothetically about our grand and noble beliefs, but if we do not become knowledgeable and proactive in resisting the propaganda that makes even the most innocent and sweet person a sucker for a military machine, then what good are we? How have we positively changed the world? 209-2950 is the number. And forgive me if I feel or sound frank and raw, but there has been too much killing for which I am responsible, for which I as an American, for I as a funder, I as a pickpocket victim of Xi Technologies and Blackwater and all of the construction firms around the world that are doing things with your name and mine on it. 212-209-2950. And we've got a bunch of calls in progress. Let me, as an act of faith and hope, based on your charity for this radio station, WBAI, $75 for the film Cywar, an antidote to the killing for which you are responsible and which you of a good heart can actually create a better bloodstream within yourself and in the hearts and brain and souls of those that you can touch, because you can touch them with knowledge. You can touch them with something more than hand-waving arguments. You can detail and document. And because you are so brilliant, let me give you the most brilliant man in academia today. Please keep calling 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. Let us kick this day off like it's the Super Bowl. 209-2950. Here now, Noam Chomsky. We heard about the most recent contemporaneous wars. Let's hear how it worked back in World War I. The same techniques. Noam Chomsky from Cywars. 212-209-2950.
Woodrow Wilson came into office in 1916 with the slogan, "Peace without victory." He said, "What we want is an end to World War I, neither side." deserves our support, and the population didn't want to enter the war.
In America, 1916 was an election year. The war was the dominant issue. The election campaigns of the parties crystallized the sway of opinion. Neutralism, the profound wish to stay out of the war, still possessed a doughty champion in the president. Support for Wilson's policy was strong in the Middle West and Pacific states. Europe's war seemed more remote there than on the Atlantic seaboard. At the Democratic Convention, Wilson was renominated presidential candidate. The chairman opened his speech with a text from the Sermon on the Mount.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Within a couple of months, Wilson was talking about victory without peace. And you had to somehow drive the population into accepting this sharp change of policy, the opposite of what they voted for. And that's where the Creel Commission came in.
George Creel described his work with unabashed enthusiasm. It was a plain publicity proposition, a vast enterprise in salesmanship, the world's greatest adventure in advertising. 75,000 civil leaders, known as 4-Minute Men, were assembled to deliver pro-war messages to people in churches, theaters, and civic groups. Periodicals were sent to 600,000 teachers. Boy Scouts delivered copies of President Wilson's addresses to households across America. It was, in short, the largest wartime propaganda campaign in the history of the United States. Central to the committee's propaganda were two basic ideas. One, the American homeland was in imminent danger from a savage, bloodthirsty foe. And two, it was the fate of the American nation, in President Wilson's words, to make the world safe for democracy. The first thing was a time-honored tactic long used in the United States and other countries to vilify foreign enemies, indigenous peoples, and slaves. During the Great War, the savage Indian and the subhuman Negro would transform into the barbaric Hun. The caricature of the bloodthirsty Hun was bolstered by a series of fake news reports leaked by the new propaganda industry and disseminated to the public. Among them, the babies in Belgium had had their hands cut off, were being impaled on bayonets, and in one case, nailed to a door. That a Canadian had been crucified by German soldiers, and that dead bodies were being boiled down in so-called corpse factories to be used for ammunitions and pig food. In a foreshadowing of the Freedom Fries incident, sauerkraut was renamed Liberty Cabbage. False atrocity stories would become a staple for nations in wartime throughout the 20th century. The recent example occurred prior to the first Gulf War.
While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
As it turns out, the massacre of babes never occurred. The young girl was actually a member of the Kuwaiti royal family and had been coached by the public relations firm Hill and Knowlton to give persuasive false testimony.
Kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
The attempt to engender hatred against Germans in support of the war effort was highly successful. But there was another, equally important aspect to the domestic propaganda campaign. If every adventure story needs a villain, it also needs a hero.
Now this is a song I made about when they're drafting the men. Uncle Sam say he traveled east and traveled west. Uncle Sam say he believe he know the best. Uncle Sam said, you got to bottle love and go. I'll travel the east.
Creel estimated that 72 million copies of 30 different booklets about American ideals were sent across the United States, with millions more sent abroad. In addition to influencing the minds of Europeans, the goal was to redefine for the home population the very concept of what it meant to be American. The new American would not interpret events from what Creel called a class or sectional standpoint, but rather as a unified collective. In this manner, the people could be herded into one white-hot mass instinct. Previously, military action by the United States had been justified under the pretense of maintaining order, protecting American interests, and bringing civilization to the savages. Now, the word civilization would transmute into democracy.
Sam, say you don't have to hesitate on Sam, say you got it by love and go. Next number is called 192. I'm Sam, say you don't come and go to talk.
Marshall McLuhan, the Canadian communications theorist, once said that if a fish could talk and you could ask a fish, what's the most obvious element of your environment? The last thing that the fish would say would be water. That's the last thing the fish would notice. And it's true about any culture. Those things that are most powerful and most obvious to an outsider don't get seen by the people swimming in that water. Americans as God's chosen people. This goes back to, as far as back to 1630, where John Winthrop on the Arabella, coming from England to the United States, said, "We're a city on a hill." It's not an accident that in the campaign, you know, debates and stumps of the recent candidates, you had Barack Obama actually saying that, "We are a city on a hill," as well as Sarah Palin. Ronald Reagan said it in his inaugural address.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace.
We're a city on a hill. And so our mission is to democratize the rest of the world. We've got the best system possible. And basically, people ought to pay attention to us because we know.
The idea of a particular state cast as savior of the world would be taken to new heights in the United States. But it wasn't an American invention. The savior motif was used as a justification for virtually every imperial intervention during the colonial era.
The sounds of Cy War, one of the most important films of the past year and a half that has ever come down the line. Now, you know, people talk about WBAI and, should we have arts and culture? Should we have music? It should be political. We should analyze the economy. We should talk about war. We should do this or that. Well, let me tell you, this is a hard nuts and bolts premium, $75 for Cy War, 212-209-2950. But I submit to you in the complexity of your thought, it is also a spiritual premium because it gives you the tools to clear the demons of deception out of your mind and let you no longer be a tool for the destruction of others. Thank you. 212-209-2950. We are emancipating ourselves from military slavery. 212-209-2950. We need another dozen of you to join those who are calling at this moment. 209-2950. I have pending for you the big reveal about how advertising was created, how it walks hand in hand with the military impulse to dominate and commit global theft at your expense. How many trillions of dollars have been spent on the wars in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq and Libya? How much of the globe has been warmed by the exhaust of the explosion and the transportation for these wars? In liberating your own mind, you are freeing people and saving lives, because each one can touch one and create an avalanche effect on behalf of peace. 212-209-2950 for Cy War, the revelation about the manipulation of advertising and the creation of wars. You know, wasn't that tremendously interesting what Chomsky was talking about all the way back in the days of Wilson? Well, in a minute, we're going to hear about Bernays, but we need a dozen calls right now. We're trying to just time and phase the samples and presentations of this fine movie that includes not only Noam Chomsky, it has heroes and villains in it. It's got the Bushes. It's got man with the man who personifies the cruelty of callousness and the banality of nonchalance and jocularity in the mechanical trade and craft of creating wars around the world and managing them and setting up the profiteering for the construction industry. The building of U.S. military bases throughout Iraq and anywhere else that there is a war. The United States involvement in Egypt. The coming invasion of Syria. The big war with Iran. We are at a seminal moment, at a bubble on the edge of the field of reality in the future. And in this nascent moment, it's up to us in which direction we as a nation, we as a family, we as neighbors and organisms of this planet Earth can seek to reduce the harm that is done outside your field of view in the fields of war for the consumption that you are advertised into maintaining. We are in the matrix. This is the matrix. Shago's keeping count on how many more calls we need to get this current dozen people. We need eight more calls. 212-209-2950. Please, we're approaching the 270 degree mark of the circle here, and we'd like for eight more people of you to call and pledge $75 to WBAI. Let's show everybody that this station is not only alive and important, but it is better and it is doing good. 209-2950. Come on now, just a few more. One of you make that call now and reduce by 14% the number of people needed to call at this time. We want you to call, and you really need to do that right now, because I really want you to hear the nut graph, as it were, of the relationship between war, advertising, consumption, illusion. Great, six. We only need six. You know, I don't like this, because I might get happy, but we're talking about some serious stuff here. Stopping war, Psy Wars, $75, 212-209-2950. We just need a handful more of you to make that pledge right now. 209-2950. As I was saying, we were talking about Rumsfeld and George Bush and George W. Bush. Also in this movie is the immaculate historian Howard Zinn. We featured him on our July 4th special edition of 5 O'Clock Shadow. Peter Phillips is in it. Bill Clinton is in it. And John Stauber. Some of you may not know his name, but you know his work. The Center for Media Democracy. And if you know the Center for Media Democracy, you know about PR Watch. PR Watch is, I guess, the embodiment of the spirit of this film. Because public relations watch, it catches the scammers every day. They're notable for Alec Exposed. Do you remember the Trayvon Martin Stand Your Ground law? And others throughout the country that are secretly being put forward by the same corporations and people who advertise you into warfare. 209-2950. We just need four more people. Area code 212-209-2950. Please, somebody make that call now. And actually four of you simultaneously work in the spirit of mental liberation, we can go to this keystone segment of this film. You'll get the box set CD package. 212-209-2950. The movie explores how the U.S. government staged events to manipulate public opinion about the Iraq War, like the rescue of Private Jessica Lynch, the supposedly spontaneous mob that pulled over the larger-than-life statue of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. It also discusses the Pentagon pundit scandal, where they embedded propagandists in the corporate commercial TV media, and the hidden activities of the Rendon Group, a PR firm specializing in spinning war. The film exposes government and corporate activities and blur the lines between real news and fake news, as well as the development over time of public relations, misinformation campaigns, strategic corporate campaigns to generate goodwill, and the perception of good works, like the use of staged photo ops and other manipulative public relations tools that have turned the land of the free and the home of the brave into a place where citizens are now manipulated with great efficiency and on a massive scale. 212-209-2950. This is what one viewer of the film had to say about it. We don't take the responsibility for our own actions. We blame our neighbors. We blame immigrants. We blame God. We have forgotten where we came from, who we are, and where we need to go. It is time we remembered. We are the us in USA, the citizens. We are a democracy, a republic, and still the most powerful nation on this earth. We can do anything we set our minds to do, or we can reverse anything from which we free our minds. 209-2950. Hey, thank you, Tally. Let's see. These are some of the people who have acceded or acknowledged that they can be recognized for their good work. People like Barbara DiNunzio of Mount Sinai, New York. Thank you. That's a nice neck of the woods. Jason Klein in Brooklyn, New York. Jarpalak Sigash, and he's from Staten Island. And Harry Kingslow from Union, New Jersey. Now, that takes a certain strength and character of mind to be calling us from Union, New Jersey. Welcome, 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 Harry. Thank you. And there are many others of you who choose not to be acknowledged on the air. But this is a special first day fundraising edition for 5 O'Clock Shadow. The premium, the offer is for the film Cywar. It will free your mind, and it will save some lives, and it will help this radio station whose very job is to do that. And you, as the audience and sustainer of WBAI with its grand and noble tradition, there's no better thing you could do than to call right now at area code 212-209-2950. We still have a couple of calls in progress here. I'm going to make a command decision, and we're going to proceed to that Keystone excerpt that I've been referring to from the film Cywar, $75, tax deductible to support WBAI. And here now, the roots of the thing that brought us foundations, the Rockefeller Foundation, to launder the money and reputation after killing the workers in Ludlow. The creation of the military corporate advertising deception system of war. There is no more important movie at this point in our military escalating moment that we can actually change if we know what's going on. 212-209-2950.
The major story that advertising tells us about human happiness is that the way through happiness is through the consumption of things. That, in fact, buying something in the marketplace will make you happy. In fact, that's the message of almost every single ad. And it's not often you can say that there is one message that is in the literally millions of ads that are produced every year. But I think that is the message. The message of advertising as a whole is that it's better to buy than not to buy. That, in fact, the way to become, and that you will be happier as a result of buying than not buying. And I think that idea, in fact, I think is the major force for global social change over the last 50 years.
In the 1920s, business leaders were faced with a dilemma. Overproduction of goods had exceeded demand. Production between 1860 and 1920 had increased by 12 to 14 times, while the population only increased by a factor of 3. There were several ways of solving the problem. One was to reduce working hours and raise wages so that production and consumption reached an equilibrium. This would have led to more leisure time for workers and a higher standard of living. The problem with this solution is that it could have entailed a slight decrease in profits. Corporations are mandated by law to maximize profits on behalf of their shareholders, regardless of social or environmental costs. According to business leaders, there was another problem. John Edgerton, president of the National Association of Manufacturers, warned that a shorter work week would undermine the work ethic and potentially foment radicalism. If people had time to stop and think, they might also take the time to rethink their position in life. The emphasis should be put on work, Edgerton stated. More work and better work, instead of upon leisure. It seems a harmless enough statement, but what businessmen were advocating was revolutionary. Production would no longer be about satisfying human needs. It would be an end, in and of itself. Rather than a democracy of ideas, or a democracy of mass participation, the United States would become a democracy of material goods. The citizen would be replaced by the consumer.
Look at those goods piled up over there. I'm worried. Here we are. We've got the new machines, and they're doing even better than we expected. They've not only cut production costs, but they've increased output over 50%. But we're not selling this additional product. Inventories are piling up. Now, what are we going to do about it?
It seems to me we've got to change our plan completely. Now that we're increasing production, we've got to put on more pressure, work the territory more intensively.
You mean more advertising?
Yes.
The problem of capitalism is the problem of consumption. And the problem is that after your basic needs have been met, there is no real need for consumption. And so you have to convince people that, in fact, their identities are based upon the consumption of objects for which there is no material need. That's the problem that comes from the expansion of the market. If you look at advertising, it's a very interesting history. In the first period of advertising, yeah, we can say right up until about the 1920s, advertising talked about goods themselves. They talked about how they were made, what they did, how well they lasted, etc. It really is a discourse about objects, about what goods did. However, starting around 1920, that changes. And from that period on, advertising doesn't really talk about goods themselves. They talk about the relationship of goods to our needs.
At the center of the new strategy was Edward Bernays. If Walter Lippmann had concerned himself with an overarching analysis of mass media and democracy, Bernays would devote most of his energies to propaganda on behalf of the corporation. His uncle, Sigmund Freud, would serve as his muse. Rather than focus on the intrinsic worth of a particular product, Bernays suggested a strategy where products became linked with the unconscious desires of the public. In this manner, there would be virtually no limits to either production or consumption.
Freud's nephew was a man by the name of Bernays, and he's regarded as the father of modern public relations, particularly in the United States. His contribution, if you want to call it that, was to take propaganda techniques that had been developed for military, psychological warfare, national security type issues during World War I, and apply them in a systematic way to commercial issues. One of his best known efforts had to do with encouraging females, women, to smoke.
You see how deep this gets? This is the movie Cy War, and much greater detail is available to you with a call to WBAI with your tax-deductible support to get this film, the box set, 212-209-2950. My name is Robert Knight. Michael G. Haskins, our engineer, was just sitting here nodding and saying, this is brilliant. This is such an insight. Right, Mike?
Absolutely, Robert. Did you hear the language, the citizen replaced by the consumer? And that's you and me. Heretofore, we were the citizen. Now, we have taken on being the consumer.
Consume your own liberation. Give us a call. We only have 3 or 4 minutes left. 212-209-2950. Let's have a crescendo and help save lives by saving your own mind. This is just the tip of the iceberg of the manipulation that is surrounding us every time you flip a channel, and you cannot avoid commercials. They have a technique they call roadblocking. 209-2950. But right now, it's important that we crowd this highway of liberation. Thank you. We need 11 more calls right now in the next 3 minutes. And Michael, I think we have some traveling music to get out of here with. You can bring that up underneath a little bit. 209-2950. This is a song that intuitively captures the spirit of Cy War. It's a classic by Country Joe McDonald. You know the song. 209-2950, an acoustic reward for your calling WBAI. We need 8, 9, 10, or 11 more of you right now in the next 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes, or very close to that. 209-2950. Support a radio station that believes its mission is to serve the public, not to serve the public to a company. To serve you, not to serve you up to an advertiser. We have no commercials. This is Pacifica Radio, damn it. And you are the brightest audience in the world at the brightest time of the day of the 5 o'clock shadow. And we are fighting that darkness that surrounds us at this time of day. You are the light. That phone is the photon, 209-2950, area code 212. Just a minute left. Please help us out. Please help WBAI be here. We began by noting how close we are to a new war in Syria. Actually, you and I and the people of Syria are already in it. This nation, America, is backing the clandestine Contra wars. We saw it in Central America. We're seeing it today. Russia is backing off from Syria. Russia says, an insider with the Russian diplomatic delegation says that they will not stand in the way of a resolution that will do to Syria what was done to Libya. They are saying that they're going to cut off the equipment shipments to support the existing government of Syria. They want chaos. They want to go into Lebanon. They want to invade Iran. They want a permanent war economy made on your backs and mine. 209-2950. Yes, we've got almost a bingo. 209-2950. I got to get out of here. Michael G. has to do some station business, right? 212-209-2950. This is a 5 o'clock shadow special. First day of the summer marathon. Help us out. Get us on off on the good foot. On behalf of everybody, every brilliant soul at WBAI, and our even more brilliant listeners, please call 209-2950 with Thiago Barroso and Michael G. Haskins and everybody who believes in freedom, life, truth, and light. I'm Robert Knight for 5 O'Clock Shadow. Thank you so much.
Hi there, it's your in-studio wake-up call team.
I'm Ife Dancy.
And I'm Esther Ama.
It's that time again.
You mean summertime?
No, I mean WBAI drive time.
Yes, it is. We've got great ideas, other WBAI producers. We've got...
I know what we've got, but what we really need, though, are volunteers.
Yes, we do, especially in those early morning hours.
6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., we need you to come on down and answer phones. Yes, WBAI is our family, so we need all our family members to make it successful.
Wow, are we going to sing Sister Sledge?
No. We're going to pitch, bring you great premiums, and talk
stations that had their backs to the wall financially.
The next meeting of the WBAI Local Station Board will take place on Wednesday, July 11th at 7 p.m. at Alwan for the Arts, 16 Beaver Street on the fourth floor. Chris Hatzis, the new WBAI program director, will report on his initial impressions of the programming on WBAI.
Essentially, that's what I'm doing in my first month or so here, is getting to know everybody, how they do their programs, what issues they have.
Take the 4 or 5 to Bowling Green, cross to Beaver Street between Whitehall and Broad.
By the people that work here and how hard they work, believe me, I'm well aware of the financial situation of the station.
Again, that's Wednesday, July 11th at 7 p.m. at Al One for the Arts, 16 Beaver Street.
I do believe that there is still and has always been a lot of goodwill for BAI in the city of New York.
Come join us for a discussion about programming and your other concerns.
And I think it's my job, and in fact all of our jobs, to get that goodwill back.
Cornbread, butter beans, and you cross the table.
Hi, I'm Ken Gale, host and producer of Ecologic. And I have an environmental question for you. What do the issues of fracking, the Spectra pipeline, radioactive radon in your kitchen, and boiler conversion from number 6 oil have in common? They're all the same issue, and I'll be explaining how on Thursday, July 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the All Souls Episcopal Church, 43-12 46th Street in Sunnyside, Queens. It's a half a block from the 46th Street stop on the number 7 train. It's free. That's Thursday, July 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Friday, July 13th, 2012 from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. as the award-winning Midnight Ravers proudly present our marathon special, The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1, featuring highlights from 6 classic shows, including surprises from some new shows as well. So, mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, July 13th, 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1, only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. You know it'll be ravelicious.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Yo, this is G-Love on WBAI, New York, New York.
We're going to slow it down just for a second and just see if we can just kind of quiet down and mellow out just for a second, because I think we could all could dig it just for a minute. We're going to get into a little old Neil Young song, kind of slow it down a bit, do a little bit of Down by the River for you.
Sadness is too much sorrow. It's impossible for me today.
shadow man down by the river. Be on my side, I'll be on your side, babe. There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone, when you could be taking me for a ride. And the woo woo woo, sha la la, the weather. Well, don't you know she can drag me, drag me, drag me, drag me, drag me way, 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 way over the rainbow. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't you know she can send me away.
It's that time again. It's time for our Summer Fun fundraising drive. We will once again reach out to you for your support. There are three ways you can help. The obvious way is to call during the drive from July 10th through the 28th to make a pledge. The second is to go to our websites, WBAI.org or give to WBAI.org and make a pledge online. The third and most vital of all gifts is for you to come down to the station at 120 Wall Street to the 10th floor and help us to answer our pledge lines. Please call to register your participation, 212-209-2800. And after July 10th, call the pledge line, 212-209-2950.
Hi, I'm Ken Gale, host and producer of Ecologic, and I have an environmental question for you. What do the issues of fracking, the Spectra pipeline, radioactive radon in your kitchen, and boiler conversion from number 6 oil have in common? They're all the same issue, and I'll be explaining how on Thursday, July 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the All Souls Episcopal Church, 43-12 46th Street in Sunnyside, Queens. It's a half a block from the 46th Street stop on the number 7 train. It's free. That's Thursday, July 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Hello, listeners and supporters. I'm Kathy Davis, the Public Affairs Director for WBAI Radio, with an audio note. We are working hard at completing your pledges and sending out your premium gifts. We remind you that in order to facilitate this process, we are now adding the shipping and handling costs to each pledge. We trust and hope that you will understand and support our need to cover these costs in order to facilitate a more efficient and successful process of fulfillment. All of us thank you for your continued support of WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Friday, July 13th, 2012, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m., as the award-winning Midnight Ravers proudly present our marathon special, The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1. Featuring highlights from 6 classic shows, including surprises from some new shows as well. So, mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, July 13th, 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for The Best of the Midnight Ravers, Volume 1. Only on WBAI 99.5 FM. You know it'll be ravelicious.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Trying to reach my freedom of speech and expression, expressing myself, torture the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's all the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk, cause the system works. Jerk, my people, the people all around the pigs work. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my right in this writing. The Constitution, yo, that's an illusion. Huh, suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover. The red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag like many others take the same turn. Like me, they yearn for the flag too. Wake up to the lies the pigs make up. Imperialistic swines that I grind into bacon bits. Call it fist cause I ain't taking shit. I'm not a Nazi or a Cappy or a Tommy, but you want me in prison cause I'm busy attacking the flag. I rag it and snag it and drag it and rip it to shreds. Cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy. So just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that piece of... Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn. Sold up. The truth I show up about America, America, home of the brave, land of the free, born.
why the wanna scold me? When I torch the flag, I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and burn.
Jump on the speakers, make them bump. Give them the fierce, give them the crown. Any man want you, tell him don't stop. Jump on the fence, jump on the wall. Jump on the speakers, make them bump. Give them the fierce, give them the crown. Any man want you, yeah. You look good in all your pum pum. Freeze, show them you have the big fat squeeze. Every man want to stamp you like feast. Make you swing off a cantilever. Big up my mission and big up Kiva. Enough man hunt you down like a retriever. Any girl come with me, must receive her. Show them the teaser. Flaunt it, make every man stand, want it. Enough girls say them can't understand it. Police them, say them what remand it. The size of the thing, girl, tick, tick. Make any man come, quick, quick. Girl, you know you're not in no quick flick. Cause you coulda handle any big stick. Let me see you move your waistline. Tell them, girl, them that you don't waste time. You know how to flex, you know how to climb. Leave man speechless like pantomime. You know old school and you know new design. You pump, pump tight and if you resign. You know how to lean back and how to recline. Just like a wine free, your wine refined. Like cartel say you're up to the time. But I only hope you're up to the crime. Show them your ratings up to the line. Them worth the five but you worth the nine. You not take shilling, you not take dime. Fire band boy who a great red sign. Tell them girl you not follow man's line. Give them the advice. Jump on the fence, jump on the bump. Jump on the speakers, make them bump. Give them the skin of face and I'll crop. Any man want you tell him don't stop. Jump on the fence, jump on the bump. Jump on the speakers, make them bump. Skin of your face, give them the crop. Any man want you tell him don't stop. Girl, I know you're something straight up. Make any dead man wake up. Even if you don't have a makeup, you could still make bedroom shake up. All skip and roll, some girl take up. Watch my light leap and it start wake up. Jump from your hole, not big light stadium in the World Cup. Jump on the fence, jump on the pop. Jump on speakers, make them pop. Give them the feel, give them the crowd. When I assault him red, him still use mountain dead. She touch in the streets when she was it out him dead. No, we don't kill them with them bad man. No come peace, them a come peace with them bad man. No come speak, can't when them see y'all that get them tongue stiff. Them a arc in the face, drink up some peace. Amazing, y'all know peace, suck lollipop. Run a man, no be put in on the salivra. You know liar, you are the cat. On my bone. When one is wrong, this was my head animal. No walk out, she show him still. Him lift up not, but I don't sound him fed. She was it out in day. Hey, I say, him use him lip clean, him deal with it, mean him no worry seem. Suck in a house in Drawberry, with cherry and strawberry, and whipped cream. Then I talk about him at Tubbs in street. Any man we bow and him hear him eat. Then me ears say him appearing teeth. We not feeling freak, we was face when blood drop. Hear him feet, feel him that. Not healthy son, feel his strong bones and healthy gum. Give your name that we beat him like gun teeth. We sell we run. You never know that Tony, yeah. Up and go.
and them sun it. Just wait and show love, but most can't stand it, yeah. We are the most electrifying on the planet. Ready my favorite for we flip blows up on it. Some boys don't like a major dog when them sun it. But we're full of clarity, people over planet, yeah. Just we compose and write lyrics about life, good and bad things inside. Intelligent words and rhyme them uptight. Then express words to the light, future brighter. Bring contain explosive lyrics. Words to teach when I shot them burner gimmicks. Now move off key like some mega time mimics. I will not give a fuck about critics. Some stuck at one level, full stop can't end on. Physical everything and we come for advance. When I have time for watch all the circumstance. And we have the tune for make the girl them dance. Set, but the rhythm we approach. With no gunplay, you can't see my face in the X News. Lyrics them bad, some of it box and bros. Can't stand in my style now. Jeffrey Salmo.
Jump on the speakers, make them bump. Give them the face, give them the crown. Any man want you, tell him don't stop. Jump on the fence, jump on the wall. Jump on the speakers, make them bump. Give them the face, give them the crown. Any man want you, yeah. You look good in your pum pum. Freeze, show them you have the big fat squeeze. Every man want to stamp you like fees. Make you swing off a cantilever. Big up Bobby Shell and big up Kiefer. Love man hunt you down like a retriever. Any girl come to wear me.